Every time OSU President Michael Drake or Provost Bruce McFerrin are on the show, we squeeze in a little bit about Buckeye football or athletics in general. Well, today there's no squeezing. Gene Smith is the director of athletics at The Ohio State University. Today, Farm Bureau's Adam Sharp and I visit with Mr. Smith, not just about sports, but what it takes to develop and manage successful enterprises and successful people. OSU Athletic Director Gene Smith, our guest today on Town Hall, Ohio.
This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working together for Ohio farmers to advance agriculture and strengthen our communities, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Gene Smith is in his 13th year as director of athletics at Ohio State, widely recognized among the leaders of his profession, and has been named one of the most powerful people in collegiate sport. Smith oversees the nation's most comprehensive and one of its most successful collegiate athletic programs. He has additional oversight responsibility for business advancement at Ohio State, which includes The Shot, Nationwide Arena, Blackwell Hotel, the Drake Union, Fawcett Center, and also trademark and licensing. His list of honors and accomplishments is way too long to go on the air today, so let's just say that across multiple organizations, Mr. Smith is recognized for both leadership and vision. He was recently named by Forbes to be among the most influential minorities in American sports, collegiate and professional included, and his charitable and community work is extensive. And now as a career capper, an appearance, Mr. Smith, on Town Hall, Ohio. How about that?
Great, Joe. Appreciate it. The opportunity to be here with you guys.
Adam, this is going to be kind of fun.
This is great. Yeah, yeah, as a lifelong Buckeye fan, absolutely.
Yeah, we talk about the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, the Veterinary College a lot, but you can't talk about Ohio State without talking athletics, and it's a privilege to have you in here with us. Gene, if you would, maybe just start off talking a little bit about culture. You've got this massive enterprise, thousands of people, students, alumni across the nation. What kind of culture did you set out to develop and have you developed in the athletics program?
Well, we're blessed. You know, we're able to use the platform that The Ohio State University has to attract really talented and gifted young people and in our student-athlete population, and then our employees. We have about 580 in athletics and business advancement, and we just try and create a community, a sense of community, where people are really, really trusting of one another. They have love and respect for one another, trying to make sure that we're able to create an environment where we can give a quality educational experience to our student-athletes. And it's like any organization. You're just trying to create an environment where there's clarity, there's accountability, people understand what they're held accountable to and for, and there's trust and love. And so we work hard to make sure that we compete at the top of the pyramid to win in everything we do and do it the right way.
Adam, when you came on board just 2.5 years or so ago now,
right.
I know that was one of your priorities, is just kind of getting the atmosphere around the office and throughout the organization heading in the right direction.
Well, it's building team, right? It's getting people together. It's building the culture that Gene just mentioned, making sure that people understand the goals, where you want to get to, making sure those goals are clear, making sure they're achievable, and making sure that everybody can see those clearly and work towards success and rewarding success along the way. And that's something that I see, you know, Ohio State athletics doing all the time, right, is talking about that success along the way, making sure that there's achievement and growth. They do that. I see it through facility mm-hmm. development, athletic development, individual athlete development. Those are the kind of things, and that academic focus and all those different pieces. Those are things that are absolutely critical.
No question.
You described the culture you wanted. How do you manage to get there? What are the steps that you go through in your head to say, okay, this is how I'm going to make this happen?
Well, you know, Adam hit on it. It's goal. It's a goal-oriented environment. You know, we're it's so interesting. We're evaluated every single day publicly. You know, so our scoreboard is public. So, but you know, you have to really have a performance management plan in place for everybody in your department. When I came here in 2005, people didn't have quantifiable goals and objectives and didn't know exactly what they were held accountable for. And everybody across the department got the same raise. Everybody basically got 2% raise across the board, regardless of performance. And so what we did was we created a performance management plan. Everyone has quantifiable goals and objectives that know what they're held accountable for. Some people are rewarded at a higher levels than others. We actually work with people to determine what their weaknesses are so that we can overcome those deficiencies and help them be better. But all those goals are tied to our strategic plan. We have a departmental strategic plan that was built by everybody in the department, defined our values. And so we really know exactly where we want to go. We want to be the premier athletic program in the country relative to business advancement. We want to be the premier business advancement unit in the country. And so we have real stretch goals tied to that. But everybody's responsibility, they know it. It fits somewhere towards those strategic goals.
I'm guessing you're not a big fan of participation trophies then.
It drives me absolutely nuts, Joe. Drives me nuts. I have grandchildren, and you know, I tell my grandkids, you cannot accept anything past third place. If you get fourth, you go home. It's simple. my son don't like me to come over because I'm like, what do you mean they got a fourth place trophy?
So, Ohio State touches millions of lives every day around the world. But for many people, when they think Ohio State, they think Buckeye football and to some extent other parts of the athletic department.
Right.
So in terms of managing that Ohio State brand, what are the goals there? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want people to think about Ohio State based on what they see in the arena?
You know, we're athletics everywhere, and obviously at Ohio State, is kind of a window through which an institution is sometimes viewed and oftentimes evaluated. So we want to do it the right way. And we've had our challenges over the years. All of us can go back in time, and we can go back to last fall. We can go back to 2011. We can go back prior to that and find windows in time where our athletic program didn't stand up to that measurement of making sure that we demonstrated the total values of our institution. There were errors made. And so what we want to do is make sure we eliminate those. Sometimes I say minimize those because the reality is you can't control what you can't control. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure we represent the institution at the highest level. We are the most watched football program in the country. Since 1990, every single contest has been televised. Just came back from Big Ten meetings last week, and our contest last year on television, of the top four rated contests in the Big Ten, top five, we were four of the top five. And so, our contests are highly viewed. So we want to make sure our kids graduate and get jobs. We've moved from recruitment to graduation, to recruitment, to career. And so all those type of messaging around what we do and doing it the right way is important for the university brand.
So all those football games are watched. You want us watching them on Friday nights?
When we go to Northwestern, yeah. You know, I'm not a big proponent or a big fan of the Friday night games, but it was great for our conference. It was great for a number of teams in our conference, and we'll play Northwestern at Northwestern next year, Friday night. We actually got very lucky with that scheduling because we have an open weekend before, open date, and then after that we play Wisconsin at home. So we gain a day and a half of rest before we have to play that. So it actually kind of fell in a sweet spot for us, but I don't mind playing them on the road, just don't want to do it at home.
There's a whole lot that goes into managing the program and the people that are involved with it. What's it like to wake up every morning knowing that your day or your career rests somewhat on the judgment of 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds?
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes 16, 17. It just depends. And, I've been doing this for a long time, over 33 years, and that's the beauty of what we do. You know, we get here about a little north of 200 freshmen every single year, and they come to us at different levels of maturity and immaturity. And many young people, we have to totally reprogram based upon the environments that they come from. So, but that's the fun part. You know, the fun part is those light bulb moments. You know, Cardale Jones, for example, who, you know, made that infamous tweet when he was a freshman about going to class, and then he goes through and ultimately gets his degree, and now he's talking about possibly getting his master's. You know, those type of stories, that's why we do what we do. That's why we take the risk. That's why we give of ourselves, is to take the risk that we can positively impact a young person like that. And the Greg Odens of the world, who, you know, went through a challenging experience in his life. And as he said publicly, was alcoholic and had to overcome that. But now he's got his degree and a family. And I would take that risk. If I can create an environment where we can positively impact young people, I'll just take the risk.
We in Farm Bureau have been about this whole youth development, leadership development for many, many years. Gene's is through athletics at Ohio State. We work through FFA,
that's right.
4-H.
Mm-hmm. 4-H through Ohio State, exactly. Yeah. So, big supporters of that and can relate a lot to what you're talking about. And it's a great question for you, too. You talked a little bit earlier about defining success and goals and your strategic plan. How do you define that success for those young athletes and those folks coming into the university, both on the field and academic-wise? You talked about a couple different specifics. You know, what is that bigger vision with those individuals, those young people?
You know, it's ultimately, our goal is when they walk across that stage, and we had 169 of them walk across the stage Sunday.
Yeah, outstanding.
Our goal is to help them make sure they know when they get off of that stage what they're going to do next. So we have a number of student-athletes who are going pro. We have a number of student-athletes who are going to get their master's. I think we had 24 or 25 that's going to get their master's degrees at Ohio State or different places. The rest, we want to make sure they have jobs. And so we started a new initiative last year, and we're nowhere near where we want to be, but that's our goal every year, is make sure they have jobs. Now, we have metrics all throughout their career. You know, we had had 672 of our student athletes maintain our 3.0 GPA. Remember when I came here with football, we had like five or six. We had no football players of color that were maintaining a 3.0. Now, this past year, we have 47 of them at our scholar athlete banquet, and there were 12 of them who were people of color, football players of color. So we really have moved the needle. There's a lot of little metrics in there along the way, but ultimately, Adam, we want to make sure they get a career. They find an opportunity to chase their dreams. If it's not professional, or grad school, they got a job at Farm Bureau or somewhere else.
And, that's right.
That's the beauty of what we do.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We have,
and we actually have a former Ohio State football player working right down the hallway here.
Great, perfect. That's what it's all about.
So there you go.
There you go.
And my brother was a former Ohio State football player who's now working in agriculture education as well.
Is he?
That's great. We're doing that exact thing.
That's great.
Jordan Haywisher is the gentleman we were talking about here. Now works in our water quality area here at Ohio Farm Bureau. We have the privilege of having the athletics director from The Ohio State University, Mr. Gene Smith, in the studio with us today. Adam Sharp, too, the executive vice president of Ohio Farm Bureau. We'll be back to talk more about sports and life with Gene Smith when we continue.
With over 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is valued at $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing in the Buckeye State, all supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Since 1953, the mission of the OHHA is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. And the relationship between OHHA members and Ohio agriculture is undeniable. Farmers provide feed, bedding, and stables for the horses, and in turn, those amazingly fast four-legged athletes provide a major draw to Ohio's county fairs, bringing revenue to our rural communities. OHHA membership has its privileges. Members reap the benefits of having a strong voice for shaping statewide policies, receive continuous industry education, and valuable information in OHHA newsletters and magazines. Check out OHHA.com to find out how the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is making great strides for you. That's OHHA.com.
$500 in bonus cash on eligible Ford vehicles. $750 in bonus cash on eligible Lincoln vehicles. All it takes is to be or become a member of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Bonus cash applies to purchases and leases. For all the program requirements and details, visit ofbf.org. Big bonus cash on new Fords and Lincolns exclusively for Ohio Farm Bureau members. Visit ofbf.org.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, this is John Merrihew, Director of Member Services for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Case IH is a proud supporter of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Working to build strong, prosperous agricultural communities, the Ohio Farm Bureau protects the future of your farm and your neighbor's farms all year long. And thanks to this strong partnership, Ohio Farm Bureau members receive a discount up to $500 on qualifying Case IH equipment. Choose from Case IH Farmall Series tractors, including Compact, Utility, and 100 A Series, and Maxim Series tractors as well. Plus, save on hay and forage equipment like self-propelled windrowers, mower conditioners, and large square round balers. This discount may be used with other promotions, rebates, or offers. And it's available for every qualifying Case IH tractor and piece of equipment you purchase. Join Ohio Farm Bureau today to pocket up to $500 in savings. Get your discount by visiting ofbf.org.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echo cheering her name. Send the volley cheer on high. Shake down
flashbacks.
The thunder from the sky. What though the odds be great or small, old Notre Dame will win overall.
You need to know, Gene, it's not very often fight songs other than Buckeye Battle Cry end up on this show, but as a graduate of Notre Dame, we thought it'd be appropriate to have that on the,
well,
on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. A little flashback.
So one thing I learned in studying up for the show today, that you are the only person who won a national championship as a player, a coach, and administrator. That's impressive. What's the secret sauce?
Be lucky.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, right place, right time. Be lucky. You know, I don't know. I've just been blessed. I went to a great school, enjoyed an unbelievable experience at Notre Dame, and played with some great players as a player, had an outstanding coach, and it was just a great experience. And then I was blessed to have an opportunity to stay on and coach there, Again, we had great players, and I was working for an outstanding coach at the time, and then, of course, here at Ohio State. I've been fortunate. Thank God every day.
So defining success on the field, and let's talk about the football team, of course. Anything short of undefeated in the national championship.
seems like it. I don't know, Adam.
I don't think I'm stretching it, but that's the expectation pretty much every year, right?
Well, I'll give you Ryan Day's phone number. You can give him a call.
I'm not there saying the way it should be, but for much of Buckeye Nation, that bar is extremely high.
Yeah, and we've earned it, though. You know, we've earned it over time. And you'd rather be at a place where that bar is that high. And, you know, I told my wife years ago when we first met, I remember she asked me what was my goal, where did I ultimately want to be? And I told her, I said, I want to be in a place where every Saturday morning we wake up, we have a chance to win. And that's here. And so, you know, we expect to create an environment where our student-athletes can win championships. That's Big Ten championships and national championships. I struggle sometimes with where we are in our society because we don't celebrate the Big Ten championships like we should. And so it's distressing sometimes. Basketball is your perfect example. We go through the regular season, you go through the gauntlet, maybe win 29 to 30 games, and then you go to the tournament over a weekend, and you win back-to-back games over a tournament, and it's over Sunday afternoon, and everybody is just talking about, well, what's your seed in the NCAA tournament? You know, and you just maybe won 34 games. And it's the same thing with football. You go through the regular season, go through the gauntlet, you beat a Penn State, you beat that team up north, and everybody's just worried about if we're in the CFP. And you just won the Big Ten championship. And so I'm old school that way. And so no question, we want to win the Big Ten championship and we want to win the national championship. We want to strive for that. So although I have to say, being in the Rose Bowl last year was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
For those of us who are old traditionalists, being on that grass, being there was actually pretty cool.
So much of the success on the field has to do with the man or woman that you put in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You've hired a couple of fairly successful coaches in your career here at Ohio State University. What's that process? I mean, that's a huge, huge responsibility, right? And it's going to affect your job. It's going to affect Adam as a graduate.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to affect the economy of Ohio, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God. He's just why don't I come talk to Joe today? This is summertime,
it's
man.
Good.
What is this?
Yeah.
I'm watching track meets. What's he talking about?
So what do you go through when I'm sure you don't just discover that, oh, Urban's not going to be back next year. Time to start looking for a coach.
Yeah. Well, you have to study. You know, you have to study all the coaches across the country. You have to, you know, you're here constantly. Every athletic director has a short list in their pocket. And had it for basketball when we hired Chris Holtman. And I had it for football, not knowing that Urban was going to exit as early as he did. But I still had a short list and worked through that process. And, you know, there's a number of criteria that you have when you're evaluating people. And first and foremost for me is integrity. You know, that is our highest value. You have to have someone that you can trust. And you guys may give your son to us and ask us to help develop your son. Then, you know, there has to be a high level of trust, and that starts with integrity. And then you have your other values that you look for. But then you got to look for the talent. You know, you got to have somebody that can flat out recruit. At the end of the day, great players make great coaches. I don't care what any coach tells you. They may X and O all they want to. You better have players.
The X better be big and fast.
That's exactly right. You better have some Orlando Pacers. You better have some players. And so, to me, you have to find that person who has that EQ, that emotional intelligence, that's just as strong as their IQ with the game itself. And so when I interviewed Chris Holtman, when I interviewed Urban, when I interviewed Ryan Day, you know, I didn't talk a lot of X's and O's. I really wanted to understand if they knew how to connect with young people today. I wanted to understand if they study the young people. We got a different young person coming to us. You know, our days of when we were coming up and, you know, whatever sport you played and coach thought you was having a good practice, they may tell you to go run up stadium stairs and you got to figure it out when you come back. Well, you can't do that today. You have to treat each athlete differently because they may run up those stadium stairs and jump right off the back of the stadium. You got to be careful. And so today, I really put a high premium on coaches who understand how to work with young people, and that EQ's got to be big for me as well as the other stuff.
Our very special guest in the studio, Gene Smith, the Director of Athletics for The Ohio State University. Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Adam and I were chatting a little bit before we went on mic. We both got some other sports, mostly football questions we want to get to. So we're gonna take a break, give you a chance to get catch your breath, and we'll be back. Gene Smith, our guest today on Town Hall Ohio. We're in the studio today with the Director of Athletics for The Ohio State University, Mr. Gene Smith, Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau. What's a tailgate like? How do you like to tailgate outside the shoe, Adam?
I don't miss any of them. I try to get there every time and early enough to be able to circle the stadium and catch a number of those good tailgate gatherings and friends, right? And see a lot of good alumni friends and new friends, right? New folks who are coming in to work for the university or were out of town guests and greet him to a little Ohio State football down at the Shoe.
So you knew the show was coming up. I'm sure you had some questions you wanted to throw at the AD.
Hey, question for transfer portal. What is this thing?
Yeah.
What do you think of this thing?
You know, it's transfers in our athletics over the years has slowly been on an upward trajectory, and some schools, some coaches have handled it the right way, and ultimately it was decided by all of our members, and people have to keep in mind that the NCAA is a membership organization. So in Division I, there's 351 Division I schools. And so a piece of legislation was created to allow students to have an opportunity to enter their name into a transfer portal. So if they want to transfer, they can put their name in the portal. Schools can recruit them. But when you do that, if you're on financial aid, you give up your scholarship at the school you're at. It's grown to be quite a lot. You know, in football, I think there were over 2,200 kids this past year that were in the transfer portal. And so it's just our new society, our new culture we have to deal with, where kids want to transfer for different reasons. So it's just a different world. We got to adjust to it.
Do you see that evolution of those relaxed transfer rules and different things happening? They're continuing to evolve?
I do. You know, I there's five sports right now where the student athlete cannot transfer and be immediately eligible. And all of the other sports, they can transfer and be immediately eligible. I think there's a discussion now on whether those five sports should change. Right now, you go through a waiver process. You know, Justin Fields did that for us. Tate Martell did that in Miami. Mm-hmm. There were, out of the over 2,000 kids in the transfer portal, there are actually only 29 that applied for a waiver. Now, 19 of them had the waiver approved, so you're well over 60%. But still, there's only 29 of over 2,000 that actually applied for a waiver. So it's not as big as what people think relative to that. But, you know, I think something's lost in kids transferring so much because you don't learn how to work through things. Sometimes you're running faster away from something than you should, and you should stick it out a little bit. So, but I do think the rules will continue to relax and give more responsibility back to the student athlete.
Lots of times we hear the issue raised as to whether or not we should be paying our mm-hmm. student athletes. Where do you come down on that, Gene?
You know, I've always been of the belief that, you know, we should give as much benefit as we can to our student athletes. I was a proponent years ago of changing our old scholarship model from room, board, books, and tuition to include cost of attendance. We all know there's miscellaneous expenses beyond those direct costs, and that's called the cost of attendance. And we finally got that in place a few years ago, and now young people have a little bit more cash in their pockets to handle some miscellaneous expenses. And I think there's other ways that we can help them. So I do not believe that we should pay them as employees. Once you pay them and turn them into an employee, then you're getting into a whole different relationship. In my view, everything should be tethered to education. Whatever we do relative to benefits, helping families with their travel to bowl games or postseason competition, I think is something we should continue to do. We're doing that better. Things of that nature, we need to just keep doing.
What about safety in sports? I got a son in high school football, a daughter in high school volleyball, and son who plays hockey as well. And, you know, when you look at Ohio State athletes, and whether it's soccer or hockey mm-hmm. or football, what do you think on the evolution of safety in sports?
You know, I think it's gotten better because it's being talked about. Back in the day, it wasn't talked about a whole lot, but now it's talked about more. People are becoming more attentive. There's more certification of coaches. I worry more, frankly, about the, you know, that K through 7 age, you know, that time frame when you don't necessarily have the best teachers. You know, might not necessarily teach a young person how to tackle right. Mm-hmm. And so I do a lot of work with our National Football Foundation, but we don't have authority in the youth space. So we have authority in the upper level space. And so we're just trying to make sure kids are taught right. The other thing is one of our challenges is a lot of kids are specializing in one sport, which is a problem. because they don't cross-train their bodies, their muscles, their ligaments. So we have more pre-existing injuries coming to us than we've ever had before because they're not working those muscles the way they should.
We're going to talk more about sports, life, business of athletics at The Ohio State University with the university's athletics director, Gene Smith. Adam Sharp of Ohio Farm Bureau in the room with us as well. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Products availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
To some, that sound means the day is ruined. To a farmer, it's the sound of life sustained. Every farmer understands the value of clean water. Ohio Farm Bureau understands it too. So on behalf of our members, we've invested millions of dollars through research and action to help improve clean water for all of us. To learn more on how you can join our efforts, visit farmersforwater.org today.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together. With farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Have you heard about the Ohio Farm Bureau Energy Program? Eligible members are saving an average of 15% on their electric and natural gas bills. The program works through a network of suppliers to secure cost-saving pricing in competitive electric and natural gas regions. We've heard from members who've saved hundreds of dollars annually on their energy costs. Getting started is easy. Simply call the Energy Program customer service line, 800-830-3501, and our representative will assist you from there, 800-830-3501. You can also visit ofbf.org/savings to learn more.
Drive, drive on down the field, men of the scarlet and gray. Don't let them through that line. We're gonna win this game today. Come on, Ohio, smash through to victory. We cheer you as we go. Our honor defends, so we'll fight to the end for Ohio.
Gene Smith is the director of athletics at The Ohio State University. He's the guest of Adam Sharp and myself here on Town Hall, Ohio. It's a pleasure, Gene, to have you in here. We're talking about some of the questions that guys sitting around having a cup of coffee or a beer asking about sports in general. The idea that college athletics has gotten out of control, it's become a huge business enterprise, that it's become the tail that wags the dog. I'm sure you've heard all that.
Yeah.
Share some thoughts in whether or not that's should be a worthy consideration.
You know, I think in some places where athletics is not integrated into the mission of the institution, that might be true. But there's not that many. You know, I've always had a philosophy, and we have it here at Ohio State, where the athletic program is like any other unit within the institution. We're trying to educate young people. And so we're embedded into the values of the institution. Our strategic plan is tied to President Drake's time and change strategic plan. So around access and affordability and being a global leader, all those type of things, we're very much a part of that. So I think because of the publicity, you know, that athletics gets, that conversation is a natural conversation. Every place in the country, in the newspaper, there's a section dedicated to sports. And so that makes sense that conversation occurs.
Gene Smith is our guest, the athletics director at Ohio State University. So one of the stories, I can't even tell you how many years it's gone, I bet you can tell me, letting beer into the shoe.
Oh yeah.
But talk a little bit about how that evolved.
Yeah, that was fun time. You know, we we have been talking about it for a long time, and actually I can't even remember what year we started, but looking at what was going on nationally and really thought that we could control it. So we went through a study. We worked closely with different departments on campus, and we actually had a program for alcohol and substance abuse on our campus and worked with that director, and he did some work for us, our athletic council, and you know, we just felt we could control it. And over the years, we've been getting fans asking for it. So we kind of dipped our toe into it and did some limited testing with it in our suites. And then we brought it out into the stands. And frankly, it's worked well. You know, we haven't had any real behavioral problems whatsoever. Now, you know, we still have people sneaking things in. You know, we know that, you know, the airplane bottles are still, you go on a Sunday morning after ROTC cleans the stadium, you'll see a stack of airplane bottles around the place. But, you know, it's just a reality that we just needed to try and do something different, and we've done it.
Gene mentioned cleaning up the stadium. Great segue.
Exactly. There's
a program that we're a part of with Ohio State, the Zero Waste program, Adam.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, Farm Bureau is really proud to be a premier sponsor of the Zero Waste program at the stadium. And, yeah, it's one of those things where there's a nice ad goes up on the on the big billboard up on the scoreboard there a couple times and talks about it, but I don't know how many people know the details about it. But it is a terrific program that Ohio State has started there, one of the largest, if not the largest, stadium in the country that meets this type of zero waste set of goals every Saturday. And taking out that waste, separating it, a big part of that that's food waste moves off to Tom Price's farm.
That's right.
One of our good Farm Bureau members and farmer just over here in Delaware County, just off the north side of the city. He takes all that food waste. He mixes it with some other things up there like coffee grounds and other things and produces a terrific compost.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's something that, you know, sustainability is the buzz, and it's always been a big thing for us to try and focus on. But the stadium was really our first big venue that we ventured into. Now we do it at McCorkle Aquatic Center. Now we do it at the Shot. Ohio Stadium every single year is number one in the country in waste management. And, you know, it's so funny. We still have a challenge with this, but when we first started, our biggest thing was educating people of where to put, you know, their recyclables. So we worked with students on campus. We had some sororities, fraternities, and others that we actually worked with. So they were actually standing by the trash areas and telling people, "Nope, put that over there. Nope, put that over there." Try to educate people.
I remember the first Saturday when I walked up to the trash cans there, and there was a young person standing there guiding me on where to throw things.
Exactly right.
I thought
it
was terrific.
So funny. When you think about that, it's kind of cool.
We will be back to wrap up our conversation with Gene Smith in just a couple of moments. Maybe a little bit of insight into just how well the Buckeyes will look come this fall on the football field, and following that up into the Shot and watching the basketball team as well. Gene Smith, Athletics Director at Ohio State, our guest, along with Adam Sharp from Ohio Farm Bureau. We'll be back in a moment.
For farmers and small business owners looking for quality, affordable health care for themselves and employees, the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Benefits Plan may be your solution. The plan is available for employers with fewer than 100 employees and sole proprietors who have employees, are headquartered in Ohio, and operate within the farm-to-fork sector. To learn more about qualifications and plan details, visit ofbhealthbenefitsplan.org. A quality, affordable health care option. Visit ofbhealthbenefitsplan.org.
Ohio Farm Bureau is proud to announce its new partnership with the Ford Motor Company, and it's good news for Farm Bureau members. Members get $500 in bonus cash on eligible new Ford cars and trucks, or $750 in bonus cash on eligible Lincoln vehicles. Not a member? Well, join now, and in 30 days, you're eligible. For complete information on program details, visit ofbf.org.
With over 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is valued at $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing in the Buckeye State, all supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Since 1953, the mission of the OHHA is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. And the relationship between OHHA members and Ohio agriculture is undeniable. Farmers provide feed, bedding, and stables for the horses, and in turn, those amazingly fast four-legged athletes provide a major draw to Ohio's county fairs, bringing revenue to our rural communities. OHHA membership has its privileges. Members reap the benefits of having a strong voice for shaping statewide policies, receive continuous industry education, and valuable information in OHHA newsletters and magazines. Check out OHHA.com to find out how the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is making great strides for you. That's OHHA.com.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
At Georgia Boot, we build our boots just like the people who wear them. Tough, dependable, and hardworking. You need a boot that you can count on. That's why Georgia Boot always uses rich, full-grain leathers and comfort insoles to maximize your all-day comfort. We've been building boots that way since 1937. You pick the best tools for the job. Why would your boots be any different? Georgia Boot is America's hardest working boot. Go to georgiaboot.com to see our latest promotions or to find a dealer near you.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Have you heard about the Ohio Farm Bureau Energy Program? Eligible members are saving an average of 15% on their electric and natural gas bills. The program works through a network of suppliers to secure cost-saving pricing in competitive electric and natural gas regions. We've heard from members who've saved hundreds of dollars annually on their energy costs. Getting started is easy. Simply call the Energy Program customer service line, 800-830-3501, and our representative will assist you from there. 800-830-3501. You can also visit ofbf.org/savings to learn more.
Gene Smith likes the student athlete that keeps up his or her grades. Gene's the athletics director at Ohio State University. Hey, it's amazing what you can find out there. Adam Sharp with us as well from Ohio Farm Bureau. So let's talk a little Buckeye football 2019. Brand new coach.
Yeah.
What do we need to be paying attention to heading into the football season come fall?
You know, I'm really proud of what Ryan's done and how he's transitioned in. You know, he's done a lot of work in making sure he identified the right coaches. You know, I think everyone recognized that was one of his first priorities, along with recruiting for our December 19th signing date last fall. And we were able to hold on to a number of recruits that we thought we might lose since Urban retired. And so he's done an excellent job in the transition. But I think you're going to have an exciting team. You know, we really got to work on our offensive line. We got to get that stable. I think our defense might be our better unit next year, frankly. We got a lot of returning players on the defensive side of the ball, kind of a different scheme that we're going to see a little bit, and a lot of good depth on the secondary. And so I think you're going to see a pretty solid old-school defense next year, which is going to be a lot of fun. But offensively, I think we're just going to have to find ourselves. We have great receivers, and Justin is an outstanding quarterback, and so I think he's just going to have to learn as he goes, and because he's still young, he's a puppy, but it's going to be exciting.
So Chris Holtmann will be heading into his third season ahead of the basketball Buckeyes. I think just floored everybody with the success of the first year, and then turned around and had a pretty good year last year as well.
Yeah,
so
proud of you.
And we got some pretty top-notch recruits coming in for this year.
Yeah, he's going to have probably you will have the fullest team that he's ever had here. And what we're trying to do is build it the right way. And he and I just had a conversation the other day about making sure we do our best to make sure these young people are having a good experience here so they don't transfer out, because that's the motto in basketball. We had over 720 transfers across the country last year. But trying to build it the right way, build it with a group of guys that the fans connect with and are here with us for a while. And you think back to our greatest teams, there were kids who have been here for 3 or 4 years, and they were pretty solid. But you got to have talent, and he's done that. So excited about it. I think we're going to be pretty good in basketball.
Steve Rolick heading up the ice hockey team.
Yeah.
I'm a big hockey fan, Ohio State hockey fan, and they've been one of the top teams in the country the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They've done a great job. Things got a little tough at the end of the season time around, but what a great show the last couple of years. What do you think there? And or other sports. So, there's all these other sports at Ohio State, and not always as much conversation about
right.
those.
No, Steve's done a great job. Yeah. Steve's one of those coaches that was an assistant for us, and really, really developed and recruiting excellently across the country and in Canada. And so there's a bright future there for our hockey program. And on our women's side, our women's hockey program with Nadine, she's done an excellent job. So we're really proud of them. And if people are bored this Saturday, they can come out at 1 o'clock to our tennis facility. We have the number one tennis program in the country, and we'll be playing in the second round of the NCAA tournament we're hosting. So if you're bored, come on out Saturday at 1 o'clock. But all of our Olympic sports are led by exceptional coaches. We're really proud of them. Women's track program, I won the indoor championship, and it's just a lot of great athletes.
So we got about a minute left, Gene. I'm a parent. I've got a 6, 8, 10-year-old kid. I'm deciding whether or not I want her or him to be involved in athletics. They're not going to go on to be a pro. They might not even get an Ohio State scholarship. But what life lessons are they going to learn by engaging in athletics?
Oh, great question, Joe. I can go on forever on that, because there's very few incubators in life left where you can take a young person and put them in a group setting and help them learn what it means to work with other people from all walks of life. Help them understand how to challenge themselves competitively and really become self-aware. There's very few incubators left. And so to me, if you have a daughter or son, I would encourage you to try and put them in that group setting so that they can experience the group dynamics of just being around people that aren't like them, so that they can become inspired and learn how to work with people from all walks of life. That's so important in our society.
Yeah, well said.
Been a treat. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you, Joe. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. Appreciate Farm Bureau's support of our institution and our athletic program. Thank you so much.
Gene Smith, Athletics Director at Ohio State University. Adam Sharp with the Ohio Farm Bureau. Thanks for all of you for tuning in this week on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.